Oxygen, essential for almost all life here on Earth.
We started looking at dissolved oxygen because we think it's a key issue in what's wrong with the lower Cache River, is these periods at times of year where you just don't have enough oxygen in the water to support a healthy diversity of aquatic life.
That's the main problem with the Cache River, which meanders across and through several deep southern Illinois counties, and one very dedicated expert is leading a multi-group effort to fix it.
I'm Matt Wiles. I am a professor in the Department of Zoology. I teach and run a research program focused on freshwater ecology. I am also the current director of the SIU Center for Ecology and the interim director of the Cooperative Wildlife Research Laboratory. Actually, there's still some unknowns in terms of the development of the system and how it came to be what we know today. But it appears that the Cache River Basin formed about 2 million years ago between the hard rocky Shawnee Hills and then the alluvial deposits of the Ohio and Mississippi rivers. And the channel as we know it, or at least until we began modifying it, likely formed during the recession of the Illinois and glaciers when there was a lot of water flowing through that area and scoured that out.
And we began modifying it in the early 1900s when the Cache River wetlands were described as, quote, being wet and worthless for farming. So in 1911, the Cache River Drainage District was created to drain the swamps. And the first thing they did was dig a big ditch called the Post Creek Cutoff.
The Post Creek Cutoff is basically a ditch that was dug from the Cache River channel straight down to the Ohio River. So this facilitated the dewatering of much of the basin for logging and agricultural interests. And what this does is by forming this ditch, you take the water out of the meandering channel and its journey to the river, and you put it into a straight ditch, and you increase the erosion upstream. So the upper Cache River above the Post Creek Cutoff, the channel is incising, and you have bank failure, wetland drainage, and all these things associated with this ditch. Below the ditch, or downstream of the ditch, well, you've cut off the water source. So the lower Cache River has the opposite problems of the upper Cache River above the Post Creek Cutoff. The lower Cache River below the cutoff is basically water starved for much of the year.
How relevant is this 1900s ditch today?
Well, it has great significance. It's a focal point of management restoration efforts today.
And so Dr. Wiles and his team have placed oxygen sensors in various locations of the Cache River.
We should start by saying that no oxygen in water sometimes is a natural situation in swamps and some wetlands. In a river channel, generally not, because you have flow, and flow helps mix oxygen into the water, the turbulence associated with flow, and various biological processes as well. And we started looking at dissolved oxygen because we think it's a key issue in what's wrong with the lower Cache River, is these periods at times of year where you just don't have enough oxygen in the water to support a healthy diversity of aquatic life. We were amazed when we downloaded the data from some of these probes that basically the data points are on the bottom of the axis of a graph. And so, we initially looked at these things and thought, where are the data? They're there. They're zero. And so it's just a straight line zero. At certain times of the year, there's absolutely no oxygen in certain parts of the lower Cache River.
Whenever I see some particularly more slower moving bodies of water, I see a lot of duckweed on the bodies of water. When I see a whole lot of duckweed, I should think that place must be saturated with oxygen. Is that not really the case?
Funny you should mention that. Duckweed is one of the focal points of our investigations. Duckweed as an aquatic plant or semi-aquatic plant is actually a bit of a cheater. It's sitting there on top of the water photosynthesizing, but all of the oxygen it gives off goes right back to the atmosphere. It doesn't go down into the water. And in fact, the part of the duckweed that hangs in the water is respiring, and so it's actually taking up oxygen, and the oxygen it gives off to the atmosphere, not back into the water.
That is a big problem, but despite those challenges, there is one big thing that the Cache River has going for it, literally an army of people in groups working to save it.
The Cache River, it's a great place to work because so many people are just passionate about this system. It's a tremendous, you mentioned, it's a very unique system for this part of the world. and a lot of people have rallied around it. And so there is an energy associated with working in the Cache River, and just a tremendous amount of support for efforts in the system. We've worked hand in hand with personnel from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, U.S. Forest Service, Cache River Partnership, Ducks Unlimited, the Nature Conservancy, and the list goes on and on, the number of people who have been involved in this. Little River Research Design right here in Carbondale has been very involved. And so when you have such a wide array of people interested, it just makes the research that much more pleasant.
And so there are a lot of people that are involved in getting the Cache River back to healthy status again. And tomorrow, we'll hear from people who love the Cache River, and they'll talk about the unique plants and animals that make this a great place to be. For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.